Next, that gangland shooting in Dublin's north inner city yesterday evening. An own criminal was shot in the head as he sat in his car in Seville Place at around 9:30. He managed to drive to the nearby Store Street Garda station where he received emergency medical treatment before being taken to the Mater Hospital. The AA tells us that streets in the area are now opening again. They were closed as Garda investigated the shooting, and traffic on Amiens Street was rather heavy as a result this morning, apparently. I'm joined now by the Irish Independence crime correspondent Paul Williams. Paul, describe the sequence of events last night, please.
Well, this man, who is 33 years of age, he's from originally from the north inner city. He was sitting at in his car, we understand, outside an address at Seville Place off Sheriff Street. Two men came up on a motorbike. One of them at least had a handgun, and they started opening fire, shooting at the intended victim. At this stage, we understand that he actually fired a shot in at the back of the car and hit this man in the back of the head. The bullet travelled through his head and exited it through his mouth. But despite that, he was still able, Miles, to get start the car, drive it down the relatively short distance, but still a significant enough distance when you've got a bullet in your head or a bullet after passing through your head. He drove to Store Street Station. But his two would-be assassins continued to follow him and continued to fire shots. He got as far as Store Street Station. He abandoned the car outside and literally ran into the station, despite, again, his injuries. Now, he went into the station and told the Gardaí it was very obvious that he had a head wound, but that he had been shot several times. They immediately rendered assistance, called for an ambulance, and he was treated at the scene and brought to hospital. Now, miraculously, he has survived, and he is described as being in a serious but stable condition today in hospital.
Now, there would have been... So, essentially, what you're talking is here is a shootout in the streets of the north inner city of Dublin. There were lots of witnesses. Any one of those witnesses, I suppose, could have been a potential victim as well, couldn't they?
Well, Miles, you have to... You know that part of town, 9:30 at night, it's quiet, but there are still people around. Can you imagine what would have happened if that happened, and what would have potentially occurred on the streets of that part of town an hour earlier? You would have had a lot more people around. There was a lot of people in that area, a lot of traffic, and these guys showed that they just really didn't care. They were still prepared to follow their victim and continue shooting at him while he was travelling to Store Street Station. But this man is probably going to join the ranks now of... by the way, this man is known to the Gardaí. He is currently on bail for a number of serious criminal charges. Last year, and this is where he's getting himself into the ranks of a rare breed of people in the criminal underworld who have survived multiple gun attacks. He was shot and injured. He was sitting. He was outside a pub in Ballyfermot last May. He was shot a number of times, and on that occasion, he went to Cloverhill prison to seek refuge from his would-be assassins. So, this man has had difficulties in the past, but he survived that gun attack, and it looks like he, at the moment, that he's likely to survive this attack if he's in a serious but stable condition.
There is a huge irony in that he has been helped, assisted in his survival by guards and prison officers on both occasions.
You know, the story is starting to sound very much like that of Martin Foley the Viper. Martin Foley the Viper has had to go to the Gardaí on a number of occasions looking for them to save his life, because he still holds the title of the most shot and the man who has been shot and targeted the most times in gangland shootings. He has now been actually shot on four different occasions, and on each occasion he was shot multiple times. He has about 20, in excess of 30 entry and exit wounds in his body as a result of assassination attempts. This man, who's now in the Mater Hospital this morning, if he survives, has now survived two gun attacks. There are other people around who have suffered one or two gun attacks like this and have survived as well. So very lucky guys, very, very lucky guys.
Absolutely. Can you put this particular attack in a gangland context, as it were?
Well, this man is very, like, as I say, he's before the courts. He's on bail at the moment for two charges, two serious criminal charges. He is, according to my sources, he is closely associated with figures in the what we call the that faction from the Crumlin and Drimla feud called the Fat Freddie Thompson faction. He was very closely associated with a number of key players in that group, and actually was arrested with a number of them by the organised crime unit on at least one or two occasions in the past 2 years. Now, as I say, he is on bail for drug charges that have occurred in the past few years.
What do we know about his condition?
We don't know at the moment. What we are told officially is that he is in a serious but stable condition. I suppose the fact that a bullet entered the back of his head and exited the front of his head probably speaks for itself, Miles, that it's as serious as you probably can get. But it's incredible that he, has survived something like that. It was obviously these guys. It is very, very clear, by the way, that these people set out yesterday evening to murder this man. And, normally would-be assassins will come along. They will fire shots if the guy makes a break for it or he's starting to drive off. They will break off from the attack and, go away and say, we'll try it again another day. But these guys continued down the road, which shows that, how unconcerned they were about being caught. And they were very, very determined that they were going to kill him. And we understand that several shots were fired in his direction. And also, as you were saying earlier, Miles, if people had been walking in that area, a stray bullet, it could have done untold damage to some totally innocent pedestrian.
Paul, thank you very much indeed for that.